Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince William and Prince Harry stood side by side as they unveiled a statue of their mother on what would have been her 60th birthday. The brothers mirrored each other, walking with their left hands touching their stomachs as they entered the ceremony. Neither William nor Harry gave a speech. In a statement, William and Harry said, "Today, on what would have been our mother's 60th birthday, we remember her love, strength, and character. Qualities that made her a force for good around the world, changing countless lives for the better. Every day we wish she was still with us, and our hope is that this statue will be seen forever as a symbol of her life and her legacy." Thank you to Ian Rank Broadley, Pip Morrison, and their teams for their outstanding work, to the friends and donors who helped make this happen, and to all those around the world who keep our mother's memory alive. The brothers walked over to the statue draped in a green covering before pulling away the cloth to reveal their mother's image cast in bronze. The pair took a few moments with one of their aunts to admire the new installation before rejoining other guests who, according to the Evening Standard, were Diana's younger brother Charles, uncle to William and Harry, Lady Sarah McCorkadale, who briefly dated Charles in the 70s and is said to have introduced Diana to Charles, Lady Sarah, who is the former High Sheriff of Lincolnshire, who has remained close to her royal nephews and attended the christening of Harry's son Archie in 2019. Diana's other sister, Lady Jane, was also at Archie's christening and gave the only reading at Harry and Meghan's wedding. Lady Jane is married to the Queen's former private secretary, Lord Robert Fellowes. It was suggested that Lord Fellowes became hostile to Diana after her divorce because of his position, but he told the inquest into her death that he was always fond of her. Jamie Lowther Pinkerton, the former SAS major, served as William and Harry's top aide, their principal private secretary for 8 years, and was chair of the statue committee. Julia Samuel is also a godparent of Prince George and was one of Diana's best friends. She has remained close to both William and Harry and was also part of the statue committee. John Barnes is the historic Royal Palace's HRP chief executive, taking on the role in 2017. He was also a statue committee member. Gallery owner Jerry Farrell was selected for the statue committee for his artistic direction. Guy Monson, also on the committee, is a city financier and a trustee of the Invictus Games Foundation founded by Harry. Sculptor Ian Rank Broadley is the renowned artist who created the permanent memorial to Diana. Rupert Gavin is known for producing a long series of successful plays and musicals over the past 30 years. Gardener Gary James, the head gardener at Kensington Palace. And garden designer Pip Morrison, who redesigned Kensington Palace's sunken garden home to the new statue. It now features a simplified layout of deeper flower borders and a more generous lawn around the pool to create a calmer and more reflective setting for the statue. Work began at the location back in October 2019, and since then, five gardeners have spent a total of 1,000 hours working on the space. Ahead of the unveiling, Morrison said in a Kensington Palace statement that this has been a very special project to work on, as the sunken garden was a favourite place of Diana, Princess of Wales. He added that the team focused on creating a space that would flatter the new artwork and provide a calming space for visitors. Graham Dillamore, HRP Deputy Head of Gardens and Estates, said in the same statement that Diana regularly admired the changing floral displays in the sunken garden and often stopped to talk with the gardeners who cared for it. Over 3 decades later, I'm honored to have been part of the team preparing the garden for the installation of this statue, he continued, adding, I hope that visitors to the palace and gardens will enjoy its peaceful setting and take a moment to reflect on the life and legacy of the princess. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Sky News royal correspondent Rhiannon Mills said, I think they are the images many people have wanted to see for quite a long time, to see the brothers alongside each other, smiling, looking around, looking cheerful, after what has been a difficult 18 months where this public rift has played out. Today, on what would have been their mother's 60th birthday, it has been a time to put those differences to one side, to really show a unified front, and in as much as they can, enjoy this special moment for them. According to Town and Country, one person who witnessed the event described it as emotional and also recalled how there was an informality to the proceedings. Far from being any kind of ceremony, this was simply an intimate family gathering to unveil what is ultimately a very personal tribute from two sons. Despite the larger-than-usual numbers of people standing on the path overlooking Kensington Palace, there remained an air of calmness and reflection. The row of British and international broadcasters lined up behind metal barriers went about their work as members of the public stood quiet. Nothing was seen or heard of the event publicly until well after it finished at 2:30 p.m. local time. Once the statue was unveiled, those outside the gardens were in the same position as everyone else, looking up the image on their phones to see how Diana's sons had chosen for her to be portrayed. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.